Hello and welcome to Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, talking all things golf in Wisconsin, here's Gary and Rob. And we welcome you to Talking.Golf. It is Masters Week, and Gary D'Amato has just completed a 12.5-hour journey to the outskirts of Georgia, and not quite yet to Augusta, but he is resting comfortably in a hotel room. I'm hopeful that he will be able to stay awake for the balance of this of Talking.Golf. Gary, where did you drive? Where did you drive through? Where are you right now?
I am about 15 minutes west of downtown Atlanta, Rob. I'm in Conyers, Georgia, at a La Quinta Inn, and I've got about 120 miles to go when I wake up in the morning to get to Augusta.
So this is a tradition for you. You like to drive. Logistically, we've got the final four out here in Phoenix. I can't imagine what it would be like to try to get into an airport anywhere near Augusta, Georgia, and try to get over there, let alone, I mean, you know, and one of the things that people may or may not know about the media covering is that you get, you know, a bunch of you get houses and rent those out for the week. So this isn't just covering this is like coming to Madison and staying at the Hampton and covering the AmFam Championship, is it?
It's a little bit different, yeah. You know, it's interesting. As I was driving through Kentucky and Tennessee, Rob, all kinds of signs about the eclipse tomorrow, with signs saying traffic is going to be very bad. Plan early, arrive early, leave late, fuel up before you hit the road. They're expecting, tons and tons of people in that narrow band that goes kind of diagonally across the United States. And I think it cuts right through Tennessee and Kentucky, where they'll experience the total eclipse. So, crazy.
Yeah. And I've heard, you know, hotel prices in those areas are being – it's worse than anything Super Bowl related. So – I'm glad you're set. While you were driving, we had a fair amount of breaking news. Of course, you know, Augusta National Week starts out with the Augusta National Women's Amateur on Saturday, and that was a great finish there. And then today it was the drive, chip, and putt competition at the start of a big day for women's sports in general. We'll kind of get to more of that in a minute, but we had a winner today, McKenna Nelson out of Beaver Dam. The winner of the girls 14 and 15 age division. Of course, Gary wrote about McKenna last week and her heart scare from last fall. And then Tatum Oswald out of Beloit. She's a middle schooler at Parkview Junior High. Finished third in the girls 10 and 11. Gary, you did well. You brought us two young ladies that now have hardware from Augusta National to show for a week in Augusta. But let's start with McKenna Nelson. I mean, you know, we know this girl has talent. She's the Women's Player of the Year in Wisconsin for 2023, and she came out, and she started by knocking out there a 263-yard drive. When I saw that, Gary, I just had to shake my head, because that is a good drive for me and you, and I'm not even sure I could do that more than once around.
Well, for you, Rob, that's a big poke for you. For me, it's out of reach. I can't hit it that far. Very impressive. And you know what? She's 15. I think she just turned 15. Pretty sure. So, you know, in 3 years when she's a senior, she's going to be hitting at 275, 280. That's scary. I mean, she's really talented.
And, they didn't show – in fact, they didn't show McKenna until the putting competition where she rallied to win. So they kind of showed a few contestants from her age group in the chipping and then just flashed the graphic that – it looked like she might have maybe chunked the first chip, and then she hit one to about 3 feet, 1 inch, I think it was, on the second, which, kind of kept her in it. But there were like 10 girls out of the – or 8 girls out of the 10 girls in her age division that had a mathematical chance of winning going into the putting. And they didn't show her first putt, but apparently it came from 30 feet, stopped about 3 feet from the cup, which isn't bad and on a lag. And then – you could tell she was trying to make the second one, Gary, and it broke hard left. A young lady before her had made it, and hers just curled short, but it was like an eighth, like under an 8 inches away from the cup. Tap in range if you tap them in. So she did what she had to do to be in position to watch the other girls ahead of her in the standings falter, and they did. I can't imagine the pressure on even kids 14 and 15, even if they've been there before. It was pretty cool to see how that all unfolds. It's become quite the, I don't want to say it's cutthroat competition because they're all very friendly, but boy, the nerves there were just like the nerves on Sunday, I'm sure, for, you know, at a different level for the guys who will be playing in the Masters this week.
Yeah, you know, I was in the car. I wish I could have watched it. I really wanted to watch it, Rob. I had a good feeling about McKenna after I talked to her and did the story on her. You know, we know she's great with the driver. So it came down to chipping and putting. And you're right. You chronicle it in your story that's up on our website now, Wisconsin.golf, that she had to come back after basically probably not hitting a very good chip on her first chip. So just incredible. And you're right, the pressure – It's self-induced, and yet you look around and you see, you know, members of Augusta National, you see former Masters champions in their green coats. You know, that's a lot to put on young boys and girls and young men and women, and to come through like that, it's so cool.
Scottie Scheffler actually gave out the awards to like the boys 7-9, and he's wearing his green jacket from a couple years ago, and I just, you know, it really is, and then they showed Gary Player giving putting tips to a young competitor on the practice screen, and they and Tom Watson was handing out awards to a group. I mean, it's got to be a surreal feeling down there.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to McKenna and Tatum. I've arranged to meet both of them on the course on Monday afternoon. They get tickets for the practice round, which is another perk to competing in the drive, chip, and putt national finals. So I can't wait to talk to those young ladies and, you know, get their take on what happened. And, you know, we haven't talked about Tatum as well, but she finished third in her age division, which is pretty cool too. I saw a photo of her holding a nice trophy there.
Well, and what was cool about Tatum was she did really well in the driving and the chipping and was sitting in second place going into the putting. And you could tell that, you know, that there were some nerves there. And I think she hit her first one a little bit firm, and then her second one came up short. And you know, you got to maintain a degree of you know, humility at Augusta National. You've got to shake hands with the gentleman, the member in the green jacket, as you're exiting that putting area. But she went back and she had her brother. You wrote about how, you know, her brother Trey, who's a golfer at Eastern Illinois University, you know, was kind of her inspiration. Well, he was the one that was, you know, standing with her for the competition, and you could tell there was a little fire in her eyes. But the difference between Tatum Oswald and McKenna Nelson was McKenna's been there before, Gary, and Tatum, you know, did really well to be in that position and to walk away with something in her first time at Augusta National.
Yeah, I don't think we can overstate how big it is to have been there and come back for a second time. Like McKenna said when I interviewed her, she said, I know what to expect now. I know, you know, what I'll be facing. I know what the nerves will be like. I felt it before. And this was all new for Tatum. And it's a big deal, as we've talked about, Rob. I mean, you're at Augusta National. You're at one of the shrines of golf in the United States. And it's, you know, it's the day before the Masters start practice rounds. And that's another thing, Rob. These girls get perks. They get tickets for the practice rounds on Monday, so they get to walk all over the course and watch you know, their heroes. So this is a really big deal, and it's Augusta National has and the members have done a great thing by I think this is the 10th year now for drive, chip, and putt, and it has become a staple and one of the big events for junior golf in America.
Well, it sure has, and it's become something that really fuels competition at a young age. And in her interview with Kira K. Dixon, McKenna talked about how McKenna wanting to get to the finals has inspired her to work to get there. And, of course, you know, in Wisconsin, she's facing in that path to Augusta National the same young ladies that she faces on the WPGA Junior Tour at the Wisconsin State Junior Girls. And you know, she's got to beat those gals just to get to the next level. And then I found out that, you know, there was a young man who I'm sure our listeners might have seen if they watched the telecast. Texas Terry is his name. His first name is Texas, and he's from Texas. My sources tell me that Texas has paved his path to the finals. This year he went through Iowa, Gary. And because apparently the year last summer, I guess it would be the summer of 22, to qualify for 23, he tried to go through Wisconsin and didn't make it. But he thought, there's no golfers up in Wisconsin. I'll go try to qualify there. But so you get some of those kids who, and of course, if a parent's willing to take a kid to Wisconsin to try to qualify for drive, chip, and putt, you probably know that there's maybe a different chemistry involved there. I'll leave it at that as far as the competitive nature of that family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's extremely competitive. I think, you know, when you look at the list of former champions, I believe Akshay Bhatia, who I won today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a former champion in drive, chip, and putt. So, I mean, this competition gets some of the best, for sure.
And, in fact, it was a kind of a symmetry day, you know, on a number of levels, because we all started the day watching the drive, chip, and putt competition. We had a female winner there. Akshay Bhatia, in winning in a playoff over Denny McCarthy at the Valero Texas Open, became the first graduate of the drive, chip, and putt national finals at Augusta National to win on the PGA Tour, and now he gets to come back to Augusta National. I think that's really cool.
Oh, that is so cool. That's such a cool story. That really talented guy. You know, he's got such a beautiful swing for, you know, left-hander and tall, lanky, generates a ton of club head speed. And he's one of those guys who, you know, years and years ago when he was just a little kid, people were predicting great things for him or of him. And he's fulfilling some of those expectations now.
Yeah, you know, he looked good because Denny McCarthy birdied seven holes in a row at the end of regulation to get in the playoff. And it was just crazy.
He did?
Oh my God. He did. And he's another one that he hasn't won on the PGA. Well, Akshay's won on the PGA Tour, but I don't think Denny McCarthy has. And so that was pretty cool. And so Akshay will be coming back your way. Before we get to talk more about the Masters, I also wanted to mention that Peyton Haugen out of Brookfield. So McKenna Nelson, our number one ranked player in the girls class of 2027. Is that right? 24, 25, 26. Yeah, 27. And Peyton yes. Haugen, our number one girl in the class of 2026 today, won the Mission Inn Spring Junior Open at Mission Inn Resort, Gary's favorite course over there in Howie in the Hills, Florida. And rounds of 77, 75, and she wins by a shot over a young lady from Winnipeg, Canada. So, again, we've got some great stuff coming up on a day when women's sports celebrated because it was an all-time great NCAA women's basketball final, the final college game of Caitlin Clark, and some amazing athleticism on the part of South Carolina to win it, the third title under their coach. And, I'm excited because, you know, we saw in McKenna Nelson today and even, you know, Tatum Oswalt at a very young age, so much future. And I can't wait to see where women's basketball goes after the huge boost they got postseason. But I also can't wait to see what golf in Wisconsin looks like because don't forget, Gary, in 2 years' time, I believe it is, maybe three, they'll be awarding a U.S. women's amateur spot to the Wisconsin State women's amateur champ once they get enough 54-hole data as a 54-hole championship. And those are the young ladies that will benefit from that. And so I tell you, it was an exciting day while you were in the car for women's sports and women's golf in general in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we've got the U.S. Women's Open next year at Erin Hills. That is, I can't wait for that event to come to our state. And, Rob, I think McKenna might be coming your way because it's too recruiters can't talk to her yet, as we know. I think it's got to be after your sophomore year, right? When coaches can make.
Yep.
But I asked McKenna, you know, in just as she thought much about it, and she said she definitely wants to get out of Wisconsin, and she wants to go south and west. So south of Tennessee and probably west. So, you know, she might be in your backyard someday, Rob, again.
Well, I hope at least she'll consider if Wisconsin does come knocking because we saw some great golf out of the Badgers here in their last tournament. And with that classic that's coming in with Izzy Stricker in it, if you're looking to get places, I really still maintain that Wisconsin will have that opportunity for young ladies as they're coming up here. However, when you're in McKenna Nelson's shoes and you've got a lot of opportunities at the national level, you absolutely need to explore those. And I'm not sure that maybe, you know, there's a lot of competition globally for positions at like Stanford and you know, Arizona State and some of the traditional powers, Texas and Wake Forest and, you know, Pepperdine and all those, you know, schools. But certainly with what she did today, she opened some eyes. So can't wait to see where that goes. Gary, it's you'll be arriving at Augusta National tomorrow. It begins Masters Week, but you've got a lot of stuff going on before we even get to the tournament, don't you?
I do, Rob. It's going to be a busy 3 days leading up to the Masters tournament for me. I've got to run a GWAA Golf Writers Association of America board meeting. I'm the president of the GWAA. And then on Wednesday morning, well, Tuesday night, I'm honored to go to a DP World Tour dinner at Augusta Country Club, suit and tie. Had to throw a couple of suits in the car, Rob. And then Wednesday, we run the general meeting for the golf writers. And at night, we have our big dinner at the Columbia County Convention Center. So I give the opening remarks. I get to introduce Enda Kenny, the former Prime Minister of the Republic of Ireland, who's going to give a little talk. And I get to present Steve Stricker as our GWAA Senior Player of the Year from last year. And Steve is coming with Nikki, Bobby, and Izzy, and Mario. So it's going to be a fun night, Rob.
Well, I thought about you. They mentioned somebody on the Augusta National Women's Amateur coverage who, a former player, you know, that's going to be honored. I can't remember which former women's player, you know, might be getting that nod. But it's not Dottie Pepper, is it?
Julie Rankin's getting an award.
That was it, yes.
And Lilia Vu is our is the Women's Player of the Year.
Yeah, no, I think it was Mike Tirico talking about Judy Rankin and he was going to be there. And again, it's just this is where, you know, even though we've had the Players Championship and we've had the West Coast swing, the Florida swing, now the Texas swing, to me this is where golf starts for the calendar year. The Masters kind of gets it all launched, and now, you know, fasten your seatbelts because it's off to the races.
Yeah, nationally and locally, because it looks like the weather is finally going to improve. When I get home on a week from Tuesday, it looks like it's going to be in the 60s, and people are going to be playing golf, and I'll be cutting my grass pretty soon, Rob. So all is well. Golf is on the way here.
Yeah, because we only got two high school match results in so far. So we are, there weren't many more scheduled, but at least, the weather was not conducive here in the last week to do that. So we'll hope for that. Now let's look at the Masters, Gary, because I'm sure if you haven't been asked this question already, now that the final four pools have been blown up, although unless you had UConn and Purdue, I guess you're sitting pretty, and that wasn't totally beyond the realm of possibilities. Masters pools will be coming out this week, and this is where we've got the LIV guys coming back to play against the PGA Tour guys. We've got young guys against old guys. Who do you like in the 2024 Masters?
Boy, it's really hard to pick against Scottie Scheffler, isn't it? I mean, he's won the Masters a couple years ago. He's won before. He's far and away the best ball striker in the world right now. And it looks like he's, he's got a new putter, and he's putting much better than he was earlier in the season. He won those couple tournaments in a row, nearly won three in a row. And he goes in the Augusta National with a full head of steam. I'm going to be really interested to see what the LIV guys, particularly Jon Rahm, the defending champion, and Brooks Koepka, who always seems to pop up in majors. It'll be really interesting to see if they can put some heat on Scotty.
Well, Octay Batia punched his ticket to Augusta National. I'm just looking this up now because I stumbled on it yesterday again. I always stumble on LIV golf. Sergio Garcia, believe it or not, he lost in a playoff today on the LIV Tour. Sergio in the field and for the Masters, but Dean Burmester, who beat Sergio in the playoff, is not. I've never heard of Dean Burmester before. Our buddies Len Zeem and Rory Spears are going to have to educate me someday on Dean Burmester, because they seem to think that the LIV Tour guy, these guys from Illinois, and Lenny reported today, Gary, that Rich Harvest Farms not going to host the LIV event this fall, and it's going to go elsewhere in the Chicago area, but they haven't said where. I just don't have a good feel for it. I hope everything goes well from the LIV PGA Tour perspective, because I think that's been the message of, if there's been any, that we're done. You know, about we've talked enough about money in golf. We've talked enough about LIV versus PGA Tour. I hope these guys can just sort of focus on the golf this week, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I thought by now, based on, you know, what last June 6th when they made the announcement that they had come to a framework agreement, I thought by now we'd have some clarity on what, you know, what's going to happen going forward in the world of golf. But we don't have that clarity yet. It looks like the tours are still going further separate ways. I know Liv is already, I've heard, working on a 2025 schedule. So we're stuck with this, you know, impasse, I guess you could call it, Rob. And, yeah, so those Liv guys, unless, you know, it's hard, they don't get world ranking points. So the guys who are have won the Masters before obviously get to play in the Masters, but it's going to be harder and harder for Liv guys to, you know, to earn qualifications and invitations into the Masters.
John Rahm finished T4 today at the Liv event in Miami, and he is your defending Masters champion. Rory McIlroy had a great final round at the Valero Texas Open, a 66 to finish third, 9 shots out of the playoff. However, Gary, I feel like Rory is on the verge of something, but if he can't stay out of his own way, especially I feel in the middle two rounds, he'll tease us with a great opening round and then kind of wander about the golfing universe for 36 holes and then reappear on Sunday, and he'll push his name up the leaderboard. But if someone like today with you know, with Denny McCarthy shooting 63 and Ajay Bhatia just trying to protect a big lead, you know, I mean, if you run in that situation, he's not going to win. I'd love to see Rory win, but I just don't know if it's going to happen.
I would love to see Rory win too, but you know, he's got so much scar tissue at Augusta National, and you're right. I think he gets in his own way there. He wants to win it so badly to complete the career Grand Slam. But he, you know, he's been working with Butch Harmon, and I think that's going to Butch has a way of, you know, of unlocking secrets in guys' swings. He's done it with many a great player, you know, Greg Norman, Tiger Woods, the list goes on and on. And I think that's a really good move for Rory. I don't know if he's had enough time with Butch to have things soak in that he can take to the first tee at Augusta. But I mean, everyone in golf, I think he would be a very, very popular winner should he, you know, wear that green jacket on Sunday evening.
And as we wrap up talking about golf for tonight, Gary, we're going to spray to a couple different fields. First, I'm going to talk some caddy golf. I was watching Golf Channel after the, or I was actually looking at the LPGA media site. Now that I found it for the tournament that Emily Lauterbach played in a couple weeks ago here in Phoenix, I'm fascinated by the caddy listings. And I looked on the caddy listings this week. I dropped it in Sweet Spot last week that Josh Uddelhofen out of Platteville, you know, was caddying for a young lady here in Phoenix. Well, he picked up the bag this week, a former Augusta National Women's Amateur, I believe, champion, Jennifer Kupchow, and at the LPGA match play up in Las Vegas. And then I went back and
really?
Looked. Jennifer Kupchow shot a great round in the final round of the Phoenix event, the Ford Championship, and it was stated there that she had her brother on the bag. Apparently, she's from this area, and so her brother had, you know, was nice enough. She was, quote-unquote, between caddies. So I don't know if she's still between caddies. And Joshua Uddelhofen filled the void this week, but there's your caddy, your caddy gossip for the week. We had a Platteville guy on the bag of a former Augusta National Women's Amateur winner.
You know, I wondered what happened to him. He almost won the state am, the one that Eddie Wido won at Erin Hills. He had a great state am that week, really good player. And then I hadn't seen his name for a couple of years. I wondered if he'd given up golf or if he was playing somewhere else. And so that was cool, that item that you donated to Sweet Spot. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and then we had one other guy, John, last name escapes me, plays on the mini tours from Heartland or from Pewaukee. John Langhoff was also caddying.
John Langhoff, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Of course, we got a lot of guys. You'll see Alex Gauger, because Eric Van Rooyen's at the Masters. So you'll probably run into Alex Gauger at least at Augusta National. You're also going to run into at Augusta National tomorrow on your busy, busy opening day, the Marquette men's golf team, because they just got done competing at the Augusta Haskins Award Invitational over at Forest Hills Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia. And everyone from Wisconsin's converging on Georgia this week. The Golden Eagles in the final round shot a 294 as their best score of the week, but they dropped two spots to finish 12th. Max Lyons, your top Marquette finisher. He opened 70-69, closed with a 77. Aiden Lafferty playing the number two spot, T37, for the Golden Eagles. It'll be interesting to see if you run into Coach Steve Bailey, if we're going to see Boom Sima Aree returning in time for the Big East Championship, and then really what he's seen out of this lineup, because, you know, it's got a lot of unanswered questions, in my opinion, just based on some of the showings this spring.
Yeah, that's a cool perk for all the teams and players in the Haskins invite, that they get practice round tickets for Monday. So the whole team's going to be there. I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because I have to, as soon as we're done here, I have to text Coach Bailey and arrange a time to meet. I forgot to text him. So thank you for bringing that up. And yeah, it's going to be fun seeing those guys. I'm sure, you know, they're going to be walking around the course and following the action and dreaming of the day when they're going to be out there.
Well, and that is a neat thing. I mean, it just, again, anytime, and I love the fact that there are two events this weekend, Gary, that expand on the Masters experience, because I believe, you know, you've had stuff in the sweet spot about tickets to the Masters, but now I think tomorrow's sweet spot is going to include something about how much would you pay to play at Augusta National? Do you have a number, Gary? You've gotten to play for free winning the Masters media lottery to play on Mondays. But I don't know how much I'd pay walking in off the street.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky enough to play it a couple times, Rob. But I would definitely pay. I'd have to talk to my wife and see what I could get away with. But maybe I could dip into my slush fund and come up with a few $100 to play Augusta National. It believe me, it's worth it.
Well, we look forward to reading that. Look forward to reading your.
How about you?
What's that? Oh, how much would I pay? You know me, I'm a cheapskate. In fact, I fed you that thing for the sweet spot this week from UW Stout. One of my daughter's old teammates put it on Facebook, and I know they've always done this raffle. At least they've done it since Andy DeLong started, and I think they did it when Howie Sam was there. But this raffle includes 28 rounds of golf, or rounds of golf at 28 courses around the state, including Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run. And you know, we bought a ticket. My wife, I think we only bought one. It's 4 for 20. It's 4 for 100 or 1 for 30, and we went with one. And you know, between that, the passports, the Bucky book, anything I can do to reduce the cost of the golf green fee so I can play more, I'm doing. I don't know if I would pay more than $500, you know, at this point in life to do it. If I were looking at $1,000, $1,500, you know, if money weren't an issue, I don't know. I haven't reached retirement yet. I don't know what that's going to look like if there's any Social Security left, and if I've got, if the 401k does what it's supposed to do, if it affords me the opportunity, I'll do it, but I'm not going to. Right now, I can't fork out more than maybe $500 to go play Augusta National or any other course.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously it's a bucket list thing, and every golfer in the world, anyone who's played any amount of golf and knows anything about the Masters tournament, you know, would die to play Augusta National. So it's definitely worth as much as you can, you know, as much as you can pull out of your wallet and your bank account to play, it's worth it.
Well, the good news is, we can all just sit back and watch the Masters for free, and Gary will be able to. You'll be able to read Gary's coverage for free on Wisconsin.golf. You don't have to worry about forking out a lot of money to try to project yourself at Augusta National. There'll be a lot of ways to be there, whether it's on the early round coverage on, I think, what Masters.com has. You've got Amen Corner Holes. You've got the featured groups. This is the best time of year because you can see it's meaningful golf, even, you know, before the network begins coverage. Nothing beats Masters Week.
Yeah, and Masters.com, and I think the Masters app now, they have that every shot, every hole.
Yeah.
You can watch literally all 20,000 roughly shots that are going to take place at the Masters. Every player in the field, every hole, every shot. It's going to be available. So I think that's pretty cool.
Which means, I'm glad you brought that up, Gary, because that means I can watch Masters rookie Jasper Stubbs out of Australia. I saw that name on the list of entries, And I think Jasper Stubbs might have the best name that I don't know of in the field. So I might try to see a few shots of see what Jasper Stubbs is all about, and among others, of course. But I'm definitely going to be watching. You get some rest and then get to Augusta National safely. Say hi to the Golden Eagles. Say hi to McKenna and Tatum and her dad and Trey if he's there. I'm excited about what we've seen so far at Augusta National. But, of course, we're all excited about what's to come. I hope you enjoy your week.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, great start to the week. And hopefully the Masters itself will live up to what we saw from the drive, chip, and putt. I think it will.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, appreciate the time. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. We'll do it again next week.